Hi, everyone. Welcome to Messy Juice Podcast. My name is Jesse.
And I'm Moose.
And we got a fantastic, literally a fantastic show for all of you today.
Literally.
Moose, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling real, real good about this episode today. I know we said every Wednesday. That's a long shot now.
That's a long shot.
You know, with you and your two wives now, I know it's kind of hard for you to really sit down and record an episode. So
it's hard. You know what I mean? Like when I got a lot of different multiple things going on right now, multiple things throughout the day, things that I have to address, things that I have to do, things that I have to see. It gets to a point where there's so many things, it's like up to here.
Yeah.
It's up to here.
Like if for people that like are, you know, that are maybe visually impaired, like where can like we like where up to where? Let's get a more of an idea of where is it up to.
All right. So like let's talk about like for example like it's up to like right up to the top of my eyebrows, right there.
Top of the brows?
Top of the brows. That's where it's at. That's where it's going to go. That's where it's at right now. Don't make me mad. It's going to go above. And when I'm on red, obviously you guys know what happens when I'm on red.
That's true. Would you ever thread your eyebrows? Or?
I'm actually currently trying to get them microbladed. So currently okay. I'm trying
currently
to.
Currently trying to? Or?
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to. Like, just, it's out there, you know, just inquiry, you know, just kind of like, what's it going to look like? You know, just photo. I have a person that has taken my portrait and it's going to Photoshop my eyebrows out, put some microbladed in.
Okay.
You know, just different things like that. Threading, yeah, I do that.
Is that like the tattooing thing or is that like the...
That's the tattooing.
That's what you want to do? You want to go that route?
That's what I want to do, yeah.
Any particular reason or you just feel like you, as a man, you need to do that?
Just to, you know, just to really stun on them, you know, just to really...
To really stun on them, okay.
To make them real jealous out here, you know what I mean? To really just doing the most.
All right. Yeah, I was just curious because I have a friend who like... has like a punch card for an eyebrow place, and he goes and gets his eyebrows done. And I was like, "Well, you know, maybe
name names. What's up? Do I know this person?"
You might. His name's Donnie, actually.
Sheesh. Sheesh.
Don Flows on SoundCloud. So
is that who that is?
That's who that is. He gets his eyebrows done. I personally never done it. I was just curious to see if that's like the thing that men are doing. I know pedicures were up there for a while. Maybe men are still getting pedicures, but I know eyebrows are next.
Brows, and, you know.
There's a lot of other surgeries that men are getting. You know, but hey, it's out there. A
lot of different stuff going
on. Live your
on.
Truth, you know?
Gotta live it. You gotta absolutely live your truth. That's the one thing that I've learned over the 30 years on Earth,
mm-hmm.
is I learned you gotta live the truth. You know what I mean? You gotta live it. You gotta live it.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out myself.
You know what I mean? So just last weekend, I'm gonna tell you something. Just last weekend, I went bass fishing.
You went bass fishing last weekend. Okay, where'd you go?
I went right there to the lake.
Quite the segue, but I like that. Right there at the lake, you said?
Right there down the street by the lake. You know what I mean? I saw it.
By the lake.
Yeah, I took my fishing rod out, and I casted the line,
mm-hmm.
and I was just like, okay, let's see if any fish are going to bite, and then they were biting. They kept snapping, and you know what? Next thing you know, I got a big bucket of fish.
Uh-huh.
Rainbow trout.
Oh.
Catfish.
Rainbow trout, catfish,
rainbow
and all
trout,
the same bucket.
Rainbow trout, catfish, magic carp. It's all
magic carp.
All of it.
I'm curious to know, what lake was this, my friend?
Huh?
What lake was this?
Lake Havasu.
Well,
I was there at Lake Havasu, right down here.
All right. That's pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. You know, I used my own bait, used my own feed.
Lake Havasu right here? Right? The one right here.
Yeah. You know, the thing about geography and where things are at, you know, that's a lie. Maps and stuff, atlases, that's just the man trying to get you down. Like, mm-hmm. that's not real.
That's like, you know, who says the earth is round?
That's what I'm saying. That's not real. That's just what people think. You know what I mean? That's what people think. And they think very highly of it. Doesn't mean it's true. You know what I mean? So like,
yes.
Like Havasu's actually not that far if you really think about it.
That's true. It's really not that far.
We forgot to introduce the man in the chair, Messy Juice intern, Nico McLean.
Well, he's already been introduced. He was introduced. Yeah. He's still here.
Nico, how you?
He's
how
still
you,
riding strong with us. Nico, go ahead and say something for the people.
How you living, Nico?
I'm living well.
Awesome, Nico.
Nico's up in a birdcage right there. That's what he likes to sit. He sits in a big, giant birdcage that we made for him. We handcrafted.
That's awesome, Nico.
He likes to like swing up in a birdcage. I don't know if he was a go-go dancer at one point, but that's what he likes to do. So, hey, that's what he likes to do because, like we said earlier, we live our truth.
You know, you're absolutely right. And, you know, right now, currently, I like the new digs that we're in right now. We're in the Messy Juice Studios 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
So we're real excited. We're looking out for our new YouTube channel. Be on the lookout for that. It's coming out very, very soon.
Yes. Very also, soon. We have some sad news. We ended our partnership with ZipRecruiter. We just couldn't do it, guys, which is really hard. And we weren't getting people jobs, you know?
Yeah, you know what I mean? ZipRecruiter.
It was hard.
You know, to be really honest with you guys, like, while I was doing that deal with ZipRecruiter, me and Moose were at the table. So I just got a bad feeling from it. You know, a couple of the CEOs of ZipRecruiter, a couple of high ups, people, they just give me, you know, rub me off the wrong way. And
you hate being rubbed the wrong way.
You know, I hate it. I absolutely dislike it. It's discomforting to me. And, you know, I just knew it wasn't a good thing to go to. So shout out to our new sponsor, Monster.com. Monster.com is a great place to look for a job. If you're in need of a job or if you're an employer, make sure you put your resume. Say you need employees today. Go on Monster.com. Put an application in. Or, you know, if you need some employees, Monster.com. Thank you again, Monster, for the new Messy Juice Studios 2.0. We'll be sending pics out pretty soon about the new digs. I think we really like it. Nico, how's the YouTube coming? We got Nico's on the YouTube. He's constructing. Is it coming along?
Oh, Nico's in the birdcage.
Right.
Almost had 1 million subscribers already.
Don't lie.
Oh, you're a liar, dude. Stop, dude. Oh, my gosh. Stop it. Why? Please, stop.
Nico, stop. Seriously. Just stop, man. Seriously, Nico?
Like, guys, what can I say? We're climbing.
We're climbing. Dude, okay, you are in that birdcage, man. We're about to take, you know, I don't even want to say what we're going to do right now.
Put that red gag in your mouth now. You got to keep that in your mouth all day now.
All right, man. So we're going to jump right in. You know, we're sorry for the wait, and we're back here again.
We're back.
Messy Juice is back in the new studios. We currently still wait on the merch. We're just waiting on our merch guy.
You know what? Hold on real quick. I just got that ding yesterday. It was a merch guy. Actually, it's coming.
The merch is coming. Also, coming. Keep using those discount codes. We're throwing it out, you guys. I mean, if you guys still are using Redbox, we got a bunch of Redbox codes for you guys. Go ahead and enter those Redbox codes. We'll shoot those later on the Instagram. Yeah. Go ahead, DM us for the inbox Redbox codes, and we'll get those to you guys because the Redbox is still a thing, guys, and it's not going to die.
Yeah, so yeah, if you want to use those codes on Redbox, just definitely DM. One thing too, guys, if you want to use, right now we're doing a special Carl's Jr. 2-for-1 on the number 2. Go to the cash register, say Messy Juice sent you here, and they'll get you a free buy one, get one free burger. Mm. 1-4, Superstar excluded, I'm sorry.
Yeah. So, also, no modifications on that.
No modifications.
And what else we got for promos?
You know, let me just check my phone real quick. Yeah, we got Starbucks. We got Starbucks promo. We got DM us for that one, though. It's real good.
It's a real good one. Just DM us in general. Just, you know, don't hate us for
Hanes t-shirt. They have one right now. If you go to Walmart and go to the check stand, say Messy Juice 10, you'll get 10% off your Hanes t-shirts.
Messy Juice 10, yes, that's it. 10% off of Hanes t-shirts because everyone loves a Hanes t-shirt.
Sherry's Berries, you know, Father's Day, you know, Mother's Day, Christmas is coming up. Sherry's Berries, they got the most delicious chocolate-covered strawberries. I'm so sorry.
Strawberry chocolate-covered strawberries, baby. It's a 2-for-1. You can't beat it.
2-for-1. Go on Sherry'sBerries.com. Use the Messy Juice promo code Moose5. Is a promo code. Moose5 is a promo code to get your own dozen delicious, sweet, and juicy strawberries covered in a nice chocolate ganache shipped to your house 24 hours.
Shipped to your house. 24 hours
shipping. Sherry Berries. Please, please do yourself a favor and do your loved ones a favor. Sherryberry.com. Use that moose code.
Yes.
To get that discount.
Use it. That's again, guys. That's a strawberry chocolate covered strawberries.
That's right. That's
strawberry
a
flavored chocolate.
So
covered
nice. They named it twice. So,
that's true. It's so, like couscous.
Yeah, Nico. Who do we got next in the bracket? We got to get back to the bracket, Nico.
Next to the bracket. You know, I thought we were going to be doing a bracket about all these great promo codes that we got.
Oh, Nico, that's not funny, man. That's just not get funny. Back and
leave the jokes to me and Moose, okay?
Okay. All right. I don't know if you guys can hear Nico. He's back there in that birdcage. There's no mic to him, so he's going to talk very loudly. But we're going to continue that bracket. We're going to do our best to finish up the first round, possibly jump in the second round. Who knows? You never know with Jesse and I or Messy Juice, whatever you want to call us. But man in the chair, man in the birdcage. Who do we got up first?
Who we got?
All right, so the first matchup is going to be Bobby Mercer from the movie Four Brothers.
Ooh. Bobby Mercer.
The Cyber Goth Dance Party Under the Bridge people.
Okay.
Cyber Goth Dance Party Under the Bridge people.
So I'm going to just bring it in a little bit. Actually, you know,
Real Sin, go fishing with us.
You know what? I'm going to let Nico take this. Nico, what do you got on Bobby Mercer? What's the tale of the tape?
Ooh, Bobby Mercer. So he's the oldest of his four brothers.
Awesome.
He's a fighter. He's known as the Michigan Mauler. He's a real ground and pound type guy.
Real, he's very blue collar. You're right.
Blue collar.
Cowbell.
Yes, sir. And then he likes to fight. What else can I say?
What else can you say?
That's what we asked you. What else can you say?
That's why you're the man. Who else we got? We got who's fighting? Who's Bobby Mercer fighting? The Goth Cyber Goth?
The Cyber Goth Dance Party people.
What we got? How many do you think there is there, Nico?
From watching the video, it looks like there's probably, you know, maybe 2 dozen, 3 dozen.
Three dozen people versus Bobby Mercer. I was watching the video, Nico. A lot of them are in costume, or that's what they wear on the full time, which they wear.
Yeah. You
know what I mean? So we got a lot of different professions there.
It sure looks
some,
like it.
Someone was wearing some trip pants, some white trip pants with blood all over them, dancing. Yeah.
Maybe you know a mean? Doctor? I don't know.
A doctor? Maybe. I don't know what's going on. So
surgeon?
Surgeon?
Mortician? So
sky's the limit, guys, of what they can do. Dude, there's 30 of them. We need to guess the professions.
So thank you, Nico. I appreciate that.
So Bobby Mercer.
Bobby Mercer. Bobby Mercer is...
And Cybergoth Kids Under the Bridge.
We're going to put the link in the bio, guys. If you want to know who these people are, you know, definitely go on YouTube. We're going to put on the link, guys. Just go to the link. You know, but I think, you know, I don't know who I got this one. Bob, I saw Four Brothers. Bobby Mercer's no nonsense. Have you seen Four Brothers, Mercer?
I have.
He's no nonsense, dude.
I haven't actually seen Four Brothers.
What? What?
I've seen Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Is no, that the same not thing? Four Brothers. That's okay. Definitely not Four. Have you never seen Four Brothers?
I might have seen it.
Okay, so
I might have
seen
it.
I'm gonna, so Four
Brothers. Tyrese is in it, right?
Tyrese is
in it. Oh, yes, my man.
He's one of the brothers. He is the brother. Okay. Sheesh.
So what do you have on Bobby Mercer, big dog?
So Bobby Mercer, he's probably coming in at like 225.
The Michigan Mauler is what they call him?
Yeah, he's coming 225. Played hockey, grew up orphan. His mom, Evelyn Mercer, was really just taking these people in. Took four kids in, the worst kids in Michigan, took them in. She ran an orphanage. Bobby came out of this. And pretty much in the movie, they just needed to figure out like who someone killed Bobby's mom, Evelyn Mercer. So he is on a mission trying to find who kills her at the end of the movie. Kills a lot of people, fights a lot of people. In the end, there's a snow fight where there's
a snow fight.
A snow fight where there.
What's a snow fight?
It's a fight in the snow, boxing okay. fight. The snow is actually a fight to the death in the snow. At the end, when you get there, it's Mark Wahlberg. So if you don't know, it's Mark Wahlberg. He's coming in. He's got his hair is super duper long, but he's got like 5 gallons of gel in it slid back. Gallons. And he's just coming in, and he just goes and beats up. I forgot his name. The enemy is like something crazy and long. He's in Doctor Strange. He's the other guy, the other sorcerer. I don't know. I forgot his name.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. You know, I know who it is. I don't know
his name. Chiwetel. I don't know how to say his name. His name's Chiwetel something, but he's the bad guy of the movie. And Chiwetel, you have the name, Nico?
No.
Can you get the name for us,
Nico? Give us the name, please, Nico. Name, Nico. You have one job, dude.
Yeah, you know, like. So, like, he goes, and they fight, and so when he's walking up, it's just nothing but snow. It's like tundra, and there's just, like, a freaking Ford Explorer, like, expedition, and a couple guys in, like, you know, down jackets, black gloves, black hat, black mask, black bat, and they're just standing there, and they have, like a section cut out in the snow, in the ice, actually a lake, and it looks like they're going ice fishing, but
they're
really
not.
Really what they are is they're going to try to set someone up. They probably put someone in the ice. So Bobby's like, no, let's fight one-on-one. Because I guess they knew each other growing up, and so they fight, and they're boxing. They start getting crazy, and puts the guy in the eye, knocks him out, puts him in the water. That's it.
That's crazy, man.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
I guess I don't need to watch the movie anymore.
No, you don't. Spoiler for you.
I wish I had more information on the Cybergoth kids, but I'm probably just going to... I really like... I've only seen the YouTube video once, and so that's all I have. There's like 30 of them. But I really like Mark Wahlberg in this. Because he's
like for the bracket,
yeah. The Michigan, or excuse me, Bobby Mercer.
Bobby Mercer, sorry.
Known as the Michigan Mauler.
He's known
from Michigan. Him? They also call that the Murder Mitten because it looks like a mitten.
He's from a map. Too.
I know you don't believe in maps and stuff, but
no, I don't believe in maps.
For the Murder Mitten, I don't know. Cybergoth kids are just. I feel like they're putting on like a persona that's not really them. They're trying to escape from this like thing, and like I feel like. Probably Mercer just handles his.
No, I got the Cybergoth kids on this one because I'll tell you why, Mercer, is because
you really sold me on the Bobby Mercer.
I did,
and now you're gonna switch it up and go.
I'm gonna switch it up and just let you know I'm pretty good at explaining stuff. So if you just let me explain my side.
Go ahead.
So like I got the Cybergoth kids. There's like 30. Was it Nico? What'd you say?
Roughly, yeah, 2 dozen, 3 dozen.
2 dozen, 3 dozen.
Like a baker's dozen.
How many is that? How many people is that individually?
That's 24 to 36.
24 to 36 people versus Bobby Mercer. I think Bob would
dancing, not fighting, dancing. I think they are lighting their feet because they're known for cutting a rug,
shuffling.
But true. You know, thank
these
you,
kids
Nico.
These kids are twisted. If you watch the video, these kids are insane. They're twisted. They're a little bit off the cuff. They're probably black sheep of their family.
Yeah,
don't care.
Yeah, on Saturdays.
No, well, just in general, I think they're probably in the room watching weird
I went
videos.
With the school with a few kids that are, like, part of the Cybergoth scene, okay?
Yeah?
And they were the worst kids ever. They weren't troublemakers, they just didn't have any friends, all right? So that's them.
Well, that's why when they get old, when those kids don't have friends, when those kids that don't have friends, they get older.
Go ahead, tell me.
They start getting reckless. And when you start getting reckless, they start They don't care about
human life. They start dancing and shuffling.
Well, what you know, honestly,
no regard for human life.
There's no disregard for human life. What's going to happen is that they're probably going to jump on Mark Wahlberg. I mean, Bobby Mercer's probably going to kill like 20 of them, but he's going to be so tired that, you know, they're going to be able to get the jump on him.
I think Bobby Mercer wakes up at 4 a.m.
Yeah, he does.
Has a aqua hydrate.
He goes to Equinox.
You know, goes to Equinox.
Shout out.
4 a.m. club. I think he has a couple of Wahlburgers.
Yeah, he drinks aqua hydrate, Wahlburgers.
You know, I think he's good.
Custom J's.
A lot of protein in the system. Yeah, I think he's good.
Catholic has his own thing.
I just think the numbers game will get him in this one.
So, wait, who are you going for?
I'm
going
to go with Mark Wahlberg, or excuse me, Bobby Mercer.
Well, how the number game together?
The number game, there's 36 people that are going to fight him.
Literally, you can say, okay.
But
like,
I think he'll take him, but.
Okay, you 10 people, you fight Bobby Mercer. The rest of us are going to stand around.
And dance and
hype you guys up and chant.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
They give it like light shows, distract them maybe. I don't know.
They could give them E. They give Bobby Mercer some E.
They could, X. They could give them. I don't know if they're about that, though.
You don't know. They're dressing up all crazy. They're wearing crazy stuff.
Or he could already be on E going into the fight.
You know what I mean? Or like Eazy-E could jump in.
Or Eazy-E could jump in.
Huh? Yeah. That's what's up. But I think I gotta go. Cyber God people, they got nothing to lose. They don't care if they die. They don't care if they live. They just super in their feelings and their emotions. And if we focus that emotion against Bobby Mercer at that right time, you know, the universe has a very special thing. You always gotta be in the right place in the right time. That's how the universe happens sometimes, you know? It always puts you in the right place in the right time.
That's crazy, man. That's a crazy quote, dude. Yeah, that's so
very.
That's like a little midnight, like a little something, you know, right there.
That's a little midnight, little sun, you know what I mean? Like, but like the universe, really seriously, when you really think about it, when you really think really, really hard on this, it really puts you in the right place in the right time. And so, to be completely honest with you, the cyber god people win because that's 36 minds working together. They probably got their crystals ready. They probably
have good breakfast. The vibes are probably right.
The vibes are probably right. The conditions are right. They probably got some oil grime going on, some trance or whatever the heck they're listening to. They're probably all primed up. Their dad's probably yelled at them before they left. Mm-hmm. So they're probably all pissed off. So they're going to take that aggression out.
All hopped up on Mountain Dew probably.
All jacked
one of the videos, they're like drinking from a 2-liter. Did you ever see that? Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh. Yeah, they're like drinking. They're just passing around a 2-liter of Coca-Cola in the back, taking swigs. But the only thing I think to counter that is what if Bobby Mercer thinks that they killed his brother or his mother?
Ooh.
You know, then he has that aggression. Yeah, he has that going for him. Because my man stopped a basketball game and was ready to take on an entire I've never seen the movie, but somehow I know that scene. He stopped the basketball game and was ready to take on the entire gym.
He threw the ball at the ref at the end.
That's the only thing I have going for me. I mean, I don't know, man. I'm going to go ahead and toss it up to the Nico, maybe. Maybe we can check our Instagram polls here and let me see what they got. So
let's see what they got. Nico, what do you think, Nico? Who you got in this little round here? I got the Cyber Goth kids. Moose, he got Bobby Mercer. Who do you got?
I think I'm agreeing with Moose on this one. I think Bobby Mercer's got this one.
Thank you, Nico.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, so I'm pulling up the Instagram here. Voting is seen by roughly over 1,000 people.
My phone's going to die with so many people.
Don't worry about it. And looks like they have the Ravers, the Cybergoth kids, 86% to 14%.
86%, let's go!
We have a weird demographic of followers, let me tell you that. That is strange. So, we'll give it to them. We'll give
awesome.
It to the Cybergoth kids. So go ahead and note that up. Cybergoth takes the victory. Sorry, Bobby. Maybe you'll come back and get them in a different movie, Mark Wahlberg.
So with the Cybergoth people advancing, the next round would be Terminator versus the Cybergoth people. So Terminator comes from the future, but we'll talk more about that later. Nico, who do we got next in the bracket, baby? All right,
next in the bracket is going
to be... I'm jacked.
It's going to be Slimer from the Ghostbusters.
Slimer from the Ghostbusters. Again, good old Slimer.
Alonzo Harris, Denzel Washington's character from Training Day.
Oh, that's a tough one.
That's a tough one.
That's a tough one. Denzel, King Kark ain't got nothing on me. That was a censored version, but you know, but that's a good movie, Training Day. So we got Slimer. Can you give us Tale of the Tape, Nico?
Tale of the Tape? All right, just a little backstory on Slimer. Slimer is a ghost.
Yep. Okay.
Hold on, give me just 1 second to double check on his classification.
He's in the dark web. Nico's actually surfing the dark web.
Slimer is classified as a focused, non-terminal repeating phantasm, or a class 5 full roaming vapor, and a real nasty one at that.
Real nasty one at that.
Slimer's specs is he can get phased through objects, and he leaves behind this slime behind him as Slimer, he has three solid objects.
Makes sense.
Why he's called Slimer.
Makes sense. Bingo. Call.
Slimer isn't very, very intelligent, but he's really hungry. All he wants to do is he just wants to eat.
Same. Same. Mm-hmm. Okay, how about, what's the other one?
We got Alonzo Harris. Alonzo Harris is a dirty cop in the LAPD.
Sick. Okay, keep going. What else?
You know, I gotta say, one of Alonzo's greatest strengths is his resourcefulness.
Very resourceful.
And he's very street smart.
Never seen
anyone more street smart than this
you
guy.
Next to none when it comes to street smarts, I'll tell you that.
That's right.
Does he carry? I think he carries two Berettas.
I believe, yep, two Berettas.
Carries two Berettas, wears a black leather trench coat. Does PCP, I think, you know, or...
All he above.
So,
I mean, yeah, you're in around the nose there.
What do you got, Moose? Who you got there?
I like...
Well, we got a ghost, and then we got a dirty cop. So yeah. Who's going to win that
one? I like Alonzo.
You like Alonzo this one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I like Alonzo on this one.
Why? How?
He's a dirty cop, man. He plays dirty.
There's no rules.
King Kong has nothing on him.
Obviously, yeah. There's nothing on him. He's in the jungle.
Yeah.
In there, saying that to those people. I want to see Slobber do something like that. All he's doing, every time we see him at Ghostbusters, just eating hot dogs and eating the fridge and causing a nuisance. That's all he's doing.
Mm-hmm. He's very persuasive.
Alonzo?
He gets people on his side. Yeah.
Yeah.
He
is pretty persuasive.
I think, you know.
How would he fight Slimer, though?
He'll go into the universe and get that gun, get that ectoplasm gun, and then take him out.
Get the photon packs they wear?
And then get the brown suit, and then he gets the...
So Alonzo's going to go get that, get the whole Ghostbusters gear on? Take that.
While saying King Kong has nothing on him, maybe smoke a cig, toss it out. You know. Yep. And then maybe, maybe he gets Slimer into his zone. Shoots him some PCP.
Get Slimer wet.
Some angel dust in his system. Slimer's now acting kind of human-like. And next thing you know, he kind of puts himself in his own trap. Maybe he gets in trap. Maybe now Slimer's in prison. He's dealing drugs for Alonzo.
Yeah, maybe.
He's now second to Alonzo. You know, Alonzo owes him now. He's a part of his team. And
okay.
I think he just doesn't try to defeat him, but Alonzo takes him over and uses him in the streets of L.A.
So Alonzo would persuade Slimer
to join him. Yeah, like Ethan Hawke in the movie.
Just to join him, okay. To be a dirty cop.
Yeah, and then...
So Slimer would have to listen to LAPD.
Yeah, he'll be like a... You know.
No, I don't.
He'll be like a little something? He'll be like a little something, you know.
Okay.
Cool. A little something in LAPD.
So he's going to be working with LAPD?
And I think, you know, once Alonzo starts feeding him, and he'll start joining him as a pet.
Start feeding him?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good point, Bruce.
I think there's more to defeat in this.
Okay.
You know.
So it's not about just defeating them by killing someone, just about
joining forces? I think Alonzo's going to use him and use him for, you know, bad.
Joining forces and just...
You know, maybe he'll go to Roger's house and, like, dig up a trailer, a treasure box or something in the kitchen.
So he doesn't have to dig it up, he can just go get it.
Play scenarios, you know.
Yeah.
He put you in the chess, you know. Now Slimer's just about that life.
Yeah.
Because of the PCP, so don't do drugs.
So you're saying that Lonzo, the dirty cop from Train Day, is going to get Slimer high on PCP.
He's going to get him high on PCP.
Get him hooked on PCP.
Yeah.
Get Slimer hooked on PCP and then become... And then just pimp out Slimer now.
Mm-hmm.
Slimer's gonna just need PCP to survive now.
That's
he's just gonna he's
PCP
just
and hot dogs.
PCP and hot dogs. Uh-huh. You know, that's an interesting take. That's a hot take. Honestly, Bruce, that's a good
Slimer
take.
Slimer's very addictive. You know, he needs stuff.
He does actually have a very addictive personality. So change the food aspect for Slimer into PCP. Bingo. Who's got PCP?
Hello.
Who's gonna get Slimer wet?
LAPD does. Alonzo.
Alonzo's gonna get Slimer wet.
The Russians are coming after him.
You know what I mean?
Slimer was a fun one, but, you know, there's got to be that fun one. And I think Alonzo's just too deadly for him.
Alonzo's pretty deadly. You know, I'm about to go Alonzo, too. It is kind of off-putting to put someone that's alive against a ghost that can phase through walls.
Well, Jesse, if you're going to ask yourself that question, this whole bracket's offsetting. So people against each other. We put John Wick and Neo from The Matrix together. So.
You know, I'm just saying, if it was a matchup, like Pokemon Stadium, we got Alonzo 20 feet away from Slimer, who would come out winning. I think Alonzo would win, too. I'm with you on that one. I think Alonzo would win that one as well because he is masterful with his words. It's very slick. He's got a plan. Ethan Hawke, he didn't know his plan at all. You know, Ethan thought, hey, I'm a good cop from wherever, small city. I'm going to come and join this task force. I'm going to do whatever. But Alonzo, even before he came out, already had stuff from him. You know what I mean? So I think definitely the PCP game, Slimer Wet, would definitely be something as well. So I think Alonzo definitely takes this in the next round. Nico, who do you got? Anything else, Nico?
No, I completely agree, you guys.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. So let's move on. Okay,
and cool. Let's just see the fans, what they said, even though it doesn't matter because this is our show. So at the end of the day, we have the final say. We just really like your input, guys. They said 50-50, so we're just going to go Alonzo.
Yeah, we're going to Alonzo. He's got two double Berettas.
Simple done. And
you know. My man.
Real quick, guys, I want to take a quick question as we take a break. We had an email from our number one fan sub. His name is Jacob Miller, known as J. Mills.
Ooh,
for the
Drive. J. Mills!
He wanted a little feedback on the episode last week, and he emailed us privately, and he said he had a new idea. Let's take both John Wick and Neo out of the Matrix, put them in the real world, and then take them both out of character. We are talking about a Keanu Reeves versus Keanu Reeves matchup, the real deal. I think it's brilliant.
Who would fight Keanu Reeves versus Keanu Reeves?
Well, they're already going to fight each other.
But you know, it's not Neo and it's not...
It's Keanu Reeves versus Keanu Reeves. It's
Keanu versus Keanu?
Obviously Keanu wins.
Well, obviously Keanu would win, but which Keanu would win?
Who is who?
Who's who? Which Keanu? What are we talking about? Like, just, like, 30-year-old Keanu? 19-year-old?
I'm talking, like, you know, maybe Fast Times.
Okay. That Keanu?
Was he in Fast Times?
I don't think so, but...
Who was in Fast Times?
Matthew McConaughey? No. The dude from... the dude in Milk. What's his name? Sean Penn.
Sean Penn.
That was Sean Penn. I don't know. Keanu, I think, yeah, it's interesting. J. Mills, thank you. Who to win? Just, you know, simple or not, Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves will win.
That's it. We're going to leave that one to you, my friend.
I also said some other things in the email that I can't repeat. He's talking crap about Nico, but...
Dang, it's okay. Shots. Brr, 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 brr. Ay, ay, ay.
That's true, though.
Sheesh.
All right, so we had Alonzo advance.
Alonzo advance. So the next bracket would be... The next round would be Harry Potter versus Alonzo from Training.
Ooh, I'm gonna like that one.
That's
a
gonna
lot.
Be good, guys. Tune in for that one. That's gonna be real good. So in the second round right now, currently we got Terminator versus Cybergoth, and we got Alonzo and Harry Potter. The next matchup, Nico, if you could present the next matchup.
All right, the next matchup is gonna be Brian Mills, Liam Neeson's character from Taken.
Damn, that's a tough
one. Woof, Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Two Caucasian males, you know. True. They're both
dads.
European. They're both dads. They both fighting for something.
That's right.
True. They both lost their kid.
Nico, can you give us a little... Yeah, they both lost their kid. Yeah. Nico, can you give us a little something on Brian Mills?
A little something about Brian Mills. So Brian Mills is a retired CIA operative. You know, he acquired a lot of special skills, specific skills.
So he has already said specific skills.
He has a set of specific skills from, you know, Army Special Forces. He joined at an unusually young age, very, very gifted. You know, soldier.
Okay.
But he's retired now. He's a little older, but, you know, he's still been through a lot.
Still got it.
Yeah, he's still got it.
Oh, the berry, the sweet of the juice.
Mm-hmm. That's yeah, right. Took the words from my mouth.
Yep. All
right, a little something about Rick Grimes. A little something about Rick Grimes. You know, he used to be a King County. That's a county in Georgia. You guys wanted to know that, specifically where he's from, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He used to be a sheriff?
Oh, he used to be a sheriff.
Okay.
Sheriff's deputy, sorry.
Yeah, he's the deputy of the sheriff.
Deputy.
So just real quick, so when you guys see sheriffs, there's only one sheriff in the county and everyone else is the sheriff's deputy. So you guys know. So when you see a police officer.
Thank you.
That's a sheriff. Mm. That's not a sheriff. There's only one sheriff in the county and the sheriff has deputies. So when you're voting for the sheriff, you're voting for the one sheriff.
You're not voting for the cops?
No.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Everyone else is a part of the deputy. So go ahead. I'm sorry, Nico.
Okay. You know, Rick is, you know, typically calm, smart. He's a good friend and father. He has a strong moral compass, which has resulted in a few bad calls. But, you know,
he has a strong moral compass that came to bad calls?
That has resulted in some bad calls, trying to make sure everyone gets out alive.
True, that's right, you know, he does have that.
Resulted in some bad calls, but, you know, when it's just him fighting for himself or fighting for his son.
He gets nasty in that church scene. Remember that church scene where he got bite that dude's jugular? Remember that?
Oh, man.
Remember that, Moose?
Oh, yeah, I remember it. That was crazy.
Oh, okay, dude. Keep going, Nico.
I was just letting Nico finish, I wasn't interrupting him.
That's okay.
No, it's fine. Go ahead, Moose.
No, I don't have anything to say.
Go ahead, Moose.
I have nothing to say.
Go ahead, Deco. Don't worry about Moose. He's just being stupid. Go ahead.
That's it.
That's it? All right, cool. So you got Moose?
I'm going to take Brian Mills.
Brian Mills over Rick Grimes?
Brian Mills, man.
In a fight?
Yeah.
How?
Well, basically, they go hand in hand.
Okay.
But Rick has let a lot of people down.
Rick has let people die.
Including himself.
Yeah.
Liam Mills, excuse me, Brian Mills.
Mills.
Has a particular...
He has a very particular...
set of skills.
Very particular set of skills. And he'll
you know, him. As opposed to Rick Grimes, who's a King County Sheriff. So shout out to all the deputies out there.
He's a deputy. He's a deputy of the sheriff.
Yep. Okay. That's what I said. And Brian Mills is a CIA...
operative.
Ex-CIA.
Ex-CIA operative.
But he wasn't just a cop. No, not dissing any cops. True. I know we have a lot of highway patrol listening to us. Shout out to Mr. D. I can't say your name for you know reasons. But thank you. He's above and beyond in that aspect.
He is.
He will fly to any country and handle his.
He did.
You know, Rick Grimes is out here very continentally.
And, continentally?
Yeah.
He's just right there on the continent?
He's just right here on the continent of the U.S. You know, okay. He's really going, going anywhere else.
Okay.
We don't know where Rick Grimes is now. He could be dead. You know, could, he failed himself.
He did.
You know, he let himself down.
Himself. Yeah, he did.
And as opposed to, you know, Brian always handles his. He gets what his is done, and he'll go one by one. You know, he doesn't need guns. He just goes straight. Pins and needles, a battery. Doesn't
matter. Yeah.
He's gonna talk about resourceful. He's very resourceful. I'm going to go him over Rick Grimes.
I'm going to choose Rick Grimes because this man bit someone in the neck and took his freaking throat out. The heck? The F is freaking nuts. The heck?
Yeah, like a random person.
So what? That's even crazier. That's even crazier. So Rick Grimes, to me, is amazing. He's got a six-shooter revolver. You know, he's got that on his hip. He's got. Mm-hmm. He's very nice with the machete. Very nice with the machete. Very resourceful. He's also, like, as the season went on, became a tactician almost. He, you know, created bridges. He wanted to, like, create this community, this huge thing. And so, but when he's looking for Carl, he finds him. He finds Carl all the time. He saves Carl all
except
the time.
Except that one time.
But still, we're fighting. I don't know. I like Rick Grimes. He bit someone's throat, killed him, blood all over his face. Rick got nasty with his best friend Shane. Got a little tussle there. Had to kill Shane.
Also, he had cheated on his wife and, you know.
He didn't cheat on
Shane. Excuse me, his wife cheated on him with Shane, so that was like a little... And it wasn't like his best friend at the time. Like
they're best friends.
They were going through some stuff.
Even when Shane came as a zombie, he's super sad.
Yeah, sad. Sad to see that, but I'm sure you would be sad if you were in the same situation.
I would be sad.
You would be sad.
Heck no.
Okay.
Heck no. Screw these people.
I think that's first season, you know, second season, third season Rick. But I see as the season's going...
He does get soft.
He got soft.
They get soft.
Where Brian Mills doesn't let up.
No, he doesn't. I mean, there's three movies. He has three movies. Yeah, right.
Three movies. First one, they took his daughter.
I don't know.
The second one, they took him and his wife.
Third one,
they killed his wife.
Ooh,
I think.
Sheesh.
And then they try to pin it on him. So now he's running from the cops. Still handles his.
He's trying to handle business. You know, he was very resourceful.
He handles his.
He does.
I mean,
you know what?
Hand-to-hand combat. He went to an entire country. Took out everybody in the country.
Yeah, he killed like so many people.
Country tried to come back to him. They said nope.
Went
back to the U.S., was playing 18 holes the next day. So,
yeah, you convinced me. You know, honestly, you never really changed my mind like that, but you know what? I'm going to go with
Brian Mills. Brian Mills is the man. Particular set of skills.
B. Mills. He's got a particular set.
He's very, very
underground. Yeah, he does. He's very, very clandestine, very secretive.
No one knows the next move.
He's very, very, very...
I like Brian Mills a lot.
I like him a lot, too.
I like him a lot. Mm. Rick Grimes is great. The show's great.
Yeah, he's cool. You know, you got me now. I'm not really a big fan of Rick Grimes anymore. You got me up.
And I mean, just to pull up the polls here, I got Mills at 56%, Rick Grimes at 44%.
Wow. People have spoke, man. They know what's up. They know what they like.
That's a close one.
They know what they like.
Hey, you know, what can you do, really?
You really can't do anything, really.
What can you do, really? You know?
You know what I mean? Like, you can't really do anything, really. Do we have any more matchups, Nico?
Not today.
That's the first round, right?
That's the first round. So let me just recap who the first round is now, okay, guys? So we got... Let me just go ahead and put Brian Mills in. Advancing. Okay, the first round is now over. Just to recap, we had Wong versus Terminator in the first round. Terminator advances. We had Bobby Mercer and Cybergoth Punks under the bridge. Was it Bobby Mercer advances? We have Nico.
No, Cybergoth.
Oh, Cybergoth. Sorry, Cybergoth advances. We had Neo and John Wick. Neo advances. Team Iceland and Blade, or Team Iceland versus Blade, the Daywalker, Blade advances. We have Donkey Kong versus Walter White. Guess what? Donkey Kong won.
Guess what?
But see, like, even in that one, like, why couldn't Walter White get Donkey Kong hooked on blue meth?
That's true.
you know what I mean? Like, Brian Mills advances. Slimer advances. Or no, I'm sorry. Alonzo from Train Day advances. and Harry Potter advances. So we got the next round, guys, would be Terminator versus Cybergoth, Neo versus Blade, which is gonna be that's gonna be a nice one. Donkey Kong versus Brian Mills. We don't know. You know what I mean? We don't know
what can happen. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen in that one. And we have Alonzo from Training Day versus Harry Potter. Again, those are some really good, really good matchups right there.
We're getting down to the nitty gritty here.
Who's gonna win this? Like, who's gonna win this, Nico? Like, who's gonna take it all?
Personally, honestly, I like Harry Potter.
You think Harry's gonna take it?
I think Harry Potter might take it, but also the Cybergoth dance party kids under the bridge. They're looking pretty good.
They're looking really strong.
They got the numbers, honestly.
They got the numbers.
And it could be a numbers game at this point.
To be honest, they got the numbers. Who do you think is going to take it all?
Me? I'm dead set on Brian Mills. He was my horse going into this thing. I like it a lot.
So if he advances, he's going to have to either go against Harry Potter or Alonzo from Training Day.
Who's he got next? Donkey Kong?
He has Donkey Kong next. So he has to get out of that bracket first.
It's going to be a tough one, man. Donkey Kong's a, you know, sly devil, so.
Let's see here. In the AFC North, they have the Terminator versus Cybergoth. You know, we don't know who that one is. The NFC West, they got Neo versus Blade. They got a lot of good stuff, guys. So
there's a lot going on in the next coming episodes here.
The next coming episodes, we got a lot of great things. I just want to do something very special for you guys. I'm gonna let my heart just speak to you guys for a little bit.
Go ahead, Jess. Tables have turned here. You know, we're done with the bracket. We're done with the violence.
Can I bless the city?
Absolutely.
Can I, Nico? Go off, sis.
Can I? All right. I'm gonna tell you guys something right now.
The world is yours.
Hold on. I can't. Hold on. You know what? No, I can't. I can't say it.
No, go ahead. Go off.
I told myself I wouldn't. Okay. Hold on. Let me just. Okay. No, I can't. We're going to have to do it next episode, guys.
Oh, man. Who knows when that's going to be?
I don't know. I'm sorry, Bruce. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. So what else we got for him?
I'm crying, man. I don't know.
Nico, do you have anything else you want to add, my man?
Not today.
Will you ever?
We'll see.
Time will tell.
Wise words from the man.
I'm better now, guys.
You're better now. Yeah, we're back on it.
I'm not going to tell you guys. It's private. What I had going on right there. That was private. So I'm not going to. I thought about it. I did some soul searching.
You know, that's real quick. I don't want to interrupt you, man. But that's really why I mess with you, because you're like this really happy-go-lucky jolly dude. I'm gonna get real candid with you right now, Jess.
Please. Okay.
I'm gonna get real candid with you right now.
Okay.
While I mess with you for so long now, it's because, like, you know, you're this really, like, presence, you know, you're this force that you move, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I respect that. Yeah.
But every now and then you let us in, and you get real private and personal with all of us.
You're right.
You know, you take off those guards, you know, you take off those blinders and you reveal yourself to the entire world. That's really why I mess with you heavy.
You know what?
You know what I mean?
That's love.
That's all love. And as you hit me with the handshake there, you know, I can't help but take back and reflect on myself to, you know, that I gotta let more people in inside. I gotta let people inside me.
You know what, Moose? Honestly, Moose, that was... I can't even right now.
I just gotta let more people inside of me, and, like, that's how you handle it.
I can't, Moose. Oh man, that's what's up.
I don't want to get too emotional on this episode. That's not who we are.
Can you get some tissues, Nico, please?
You know, this is who we are as people, as a Messy Juice team, as a tandem. The amount of people that you have inside of you, bro, like, it really resonates with me.
You know, Bruce, come and give me a hug, Bruce.
Let's give you a hug. That's all love.
I love you.
And that's all love, brother. And, you know, that's from the bottom of my heart. And,
you know, honestly, I know
this episode finished kind of quick and unexpected, but sometimes we got to take it like that, you know?
You know what? Things in life for me, guys, is really tough right now. And just, like, it's just so good to have you guys as listeners. I can't even right now.
All right, man. So, you know,
we're
finishing the first round of the bracket. Keep DMing us, guys. Keep talking about for the Redbox codes. We have so many promos to give away. We want to give away stuff. We love people.
We want to give away a lot of stuff. I'm good now.
You cleaned up, bro.
Yeah, I'm good. Okay. So, yes, I just want to let you guys know out there, Monster.com, please go to it. If you need any hiring needs, any employers, you're looking for employees, Monster.com has it for you guys. Also, this episode is sponsored by the NFL. Thank you, National Football League, for just the fat heads and all the gear that you've given us and the love. Thank you for making this the official podcast of the NFL.
Okay. From left field. But yeah, we appreciate everyone. Stay tuned for the rest of the bracket.
We got more.
We got plenty of more. Plenty of more? I'm on PCP. We got hit with that PCP, bro. Sheesh. So we're out of here. Until next time, continue to follow us. Follow the Snapchat. We're out of here.
The merch marathon is coming continues. Soon.
Get your merch. The marathon continues.
The marathon continues.
You know the drill. Nico, any last remarks?
Not today.
God, dude. One day. All right, guys. It's been real. Much love. Message juice out.
The marathon continues.
We're still here.
Awesome!
You know what I mean? All right, man. Have a good one.